Life audio.
But we were called to go out there and preach the gospel. We were called, like, we are the church, guys. It's great. We have community. We have a building. We have service. But we are the church. And just imagine how many non-believers you come across that you're going to be the only church they're going to hear. And that's so powerful because you are planting that seed for that person. Should we not want salvation for everyone?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sparkle Speak. I'm your host, Catherine, and today we have on our very special guest, Kathy. Kathy is a passionate creative who shares about her new podcast called Bold and Beautiful. She also shares her transformative journey from Catholicism to New Age to where she is today in her faith, a woman passionate about evangelism and speaking life into others. We talk a lot about New Age and how that fits into Christianity. So auras, mediums, what her thoughts are on that and how it relates to faith. Kathy is a beautiful, bold, and inspiring person. And after a few words from our sponsors, I know you will enjoy hearing more of her story.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Cool. Well, that kind of leads me into my first question I have for you, because you mentioned being born again and how, you know, you just have this like fire in you to just do everything Jesus. So I want to hear your story, and you can share as much or little as you want about this. But like, when did you first start identifying yourself as a Christian, or how did you first come to know God?
Yeah. So I was raised Catholic, daughter of a deacon. So, religious background, raised in the church, really tried to be a good Catholic my whole life. And I just remembered, not really resonating like with it. Like, I didn't like going to church, and I thought I was a bad person because I didn't like going to church. And I would just pray the rosary. I would, do all the religious prayers, and I still like didn't feel the connection. I'd had my favorite saints I'd prayed to. Still, like, I just didn't feel, I felt like something was missing. And that was just something, that's just me personally. But it kind of led me into this, journey where I felt like I knew God was speaking to me. As a child, I was always a seer. So I would see things and visions and dreams. And that kind of was like, led into even where the enemy tapped into it. And I'd have like reoccurring nightmares. And so I didn't know what that was. I just thought, again, I was a bad person. I was a bad kid, and I'd have dreams of Satan and, chasing me, crazy things. And I just didn't know how to get out of that. And I told my parents, I remembered, and they took me to this lady who was kind of like an intercessor. And she like prayed over me for a week. And then eventually those nightmares stopped, but it was, and I had seen Jesus actually in that last nightmare that turned into that dream. So, and I remembered him, like me running toward him, and he was in the light. And so it was just, it was pretty powerful. And I add a lot of that in my testimony, and you'll see when I release that as well, like in more detail. But that kind of just, spiraled into my childhood, just again, in the Catholic Church. And in 2015, I kind of just became very curious. And it all really does, I think, start with curiosity, I think. But for me, I wanted to know who created Catholicism. Like, where did it even come from? I wanted to know the history of it. And I came across this documentary. I just really still feel this was so God-led because it just came and fell on my lap. I feel like one day, and I was like, well, what's this? But it was a documentary of Constantine and how he spoke about Catholicism and how where it came from. And so for me, again, it was just something that resonated. I was like, okay, well, I kind of don't know if this is pagan or if this is of God. And I really, again, not trying to shun anyone who's in the faith. I know a lot of Catholics that are just really faithful people, but for me personally, it was not leading me on a right path. And I wanted to start exploring different churches. And I thought it was just my Catholic church. So I said, okay, well, I'll just, try a different Catholic church. And I did. And again, it was just, I didn't feel God. And so I, again, it was just like a lot of religion, tradition, rituals, and I just, it didn't feel like there was no relationship there. So my sister and I were both on this journey together, and we both decided to really explore other churches and different denominations. And we came across a non-denomination church called Kensington. And I didn't know what I was going to expect walking in. To be honest with you, I was a little fearful because I did see a cross on the church. So I'm like, I don't know, do they even worship Jesus? So
I grew up going there too, by the way. I know, we didn't talk about that before. So that's funny.
I love that. That was the church really that I started going to. So I remember walking into Kensington and feeling the love and just feeling so welcomed. I don't think I've ever felt that in church, and I was not judged on what I was wearing, what I looked like. I didn't have to be a certain way. I was just going there as I am, right? So, and I listened to my first worship service there, and I felt the Holy Spirit fall on me. It was the first time I've ever felt this, and I didn't even know it was Holy Spirit. I just thought it was a feeling. But it was the best way I could explain it. It was like an anointing oil, like from the top of my head, just flowing to the soles of my feet. And it was just like on fire, and it was so warm. And I just felt so much peace and joy in his presence. And was the feeling. This is what I've been wanting. I wanted that connection with him. And I didn't realize I could get that through Christian worship music. So it was just really powerful. And then I just knew I wanted more of that. It was so, I tasted it and I wanted more. And I'm like, this is amazing. I just want to live in this. And so during this time, I think the enemy knew the path I was going on, and he kind of wanted to throw me a curveball, I guess. And I got introduced to New Age during this time, and a lot of it is just spirituality. And I really thought it was of God. I didn't know any better because I didn't know scripture yet. I was still learning a lot. And I mean, I'm like a baby Christian right now. So I was just thinking, I just believe in Jesus and that's enough. And so New Age kind of just threw a different direction in my path. And so for that, at that time in my life, I got involved in some deep stuff. Anything you can think of, New Age, tarot cards, crystals, sage, manifesting, which, by the way, I know is now a counterfeit of prayer. So all the little things I didn't realize the enemy really just takes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? Because that's what he does. And he just counterfeits everything that God created because he can't create. And I mean, along learning that, along the way is when I realized it. But yeah, so New Age kind of took me down a different path for a couple years. And it wasn't until I had a moment while using my tarot cards, I was like, I felt a demonic presence. And I kept like flipping through my tarot cards, and it was like this death card kept coming up over and over and over again. And I'm like, what is going on? This is so demonic. It just doesn't feel right. And I could hear in the spirit like an echoing laughter of like evil.
Wow.
And there was just something like I just like rose. And I remember just taking, and these were my angel tarot cards, by the way. So I'm
Wow.
thinking these are supposed to be the holiest ones, in my religious mind, right? Because I grew up so religious that I still had a religious spirit, not knowing, I think, the difference. So I remember taking these cards, tossing them, and I thought it was just those cards. I didn't know any different. Then I had an encounter with a woman. This was so powerful. From Facebook Marketplace. And I remembered like buying this cabinet from her. And she was like an old lady, sweet old lady, and was like, oh, well, what are you going to use this cabinet for? And I'm like, oh, my tarot cards and my crystals and my sage. And I thought that was such a normal conversation. And this woman looked at me, I kid you not, and she was like, and was like, you stay away from me, you who practice witchcraft. And I was like, what? I was like, no, ma'am, I believe in Jesus. She's like, oh no, she's probably thinking I'm so crazy. I'm like, this girl does not know Jesus. And she's like, no. She's like, you stay away from me. And she literally ran back into her home. And
Wow.
I didn't know what to like even make of it. I just like remember sitting in my car after, and I was like, and I could just, I know it was the enemy, but he was like, she's just judging you.
Yeah.
And I remembered that familiar voice, and I was like, yeah, she's just judging me. But there was a conviction, and that's because I felt like I know I still had the Holy Spirit in me. I just hadn't fully surrendered, but I know I had him in me. So I had the conviction. And then I just didn't entertain the conviction because it was too much to think that I was wrong. It was like my pride getting in the way. And then the Lord just kept revealing so many things to me, really. That was one of many. But then I encountered the lady who actually created the angel cards, the tarot cards, Doreen Virtue. She did a video coming, it came out that she left New Age for Jesus. And that was like powerful for me. So I was like, wait,
Yeah.
I thought I was a Christian. I thought I'm so confused. I thought I could do this and that. And she made it very clear to me. And we went through like Deuteronomy, if I could just like read this
Yeah.
to you. But it was Deuteronomy 18:10, and she said, there shall not be found any among you who make his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft. So that was kind of like, whoa. Like, and I used to really call myself a witch, like a white witch. So I was like, I'm a good one though. Like, I don't do spells or anything, but I'm a good witch. But because I still identified as that, it really like caught my eye. And I said, wait, like what I'm doing is not of God. And she said, no, it is an abomination to the Lord. And those who practice it will not inherit the kingdom of God. That was it for me. I was done, signed, sealed, and delivered. Like, I
Yeah.
read so many more scriptures after that. But at that point, I did call myself a Christian. I did identify as a Christian. But I will say, I was basically just very lukewarm at best.
This is so fascinating. I have so many questions for you about this new age stuff because it's actually a topic we haven't really talked about on our show yet. And But it's such a huge part of our culture these days. Mm-hmm. And I think especially with podcasts becoming so popular, I mean, I have so much more access to learning about New Age concepts, which isn't really something I knew a lot about growing up, because I grew up in kind of a, I would say, like, predominantly Christian, secular, like, area. So if anyone was anything, they were usually Christian or some sort of it, or just didn't believe in anything. But New Age wasn't really something I was, like, around a lot. But lately, I feel like crystals and auras, and it's a thing now. And so
it's everywhere, and it's very deceiving, because a lot of people who identify as Christians are in it a lot.
Yeah, for sure. And so I guess my question, or maybe like a topic we could camp out on, is like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, if someone is maybe a spiritual person like you, but maybe having a hard time finding their place in the Christian world, like, what does your gift look like in the Christian world?
Yeah. And, you know, kind of goes back to what I was saying, that, you know, the enemy cannot create anything. And so, you know, I thought I was psychic. I thought I was a medium. I would speak to dead people. I thought it was like a gift, and I had no idea that these were just demons. And I was messing with these demons, and I had welcomed them through New Age. And I had, again, just no idea what I was doing. Again, it just talks about in scripture that, you know, mediums will not inherit the kingdom of God, all of that. So I'm like, then what am I? You know, I have all these gifts. I thought it was from God, and the enemy has just distorted it. And it wasn't until I learned scripture, got in the word, understood I did have a gift of prophecy. I did have a gift, and I use that now today to help people, like, come closer to Jesus, just draw them in. And, you know, I evangelize, and, you know, I love using that gift now to evangelize. You know, I was in Ferndale, Michigan one day, and evangelizing. This was maybe a month ago when I was visiting, and I came across a girl who was very, like, she looked like she was very New Agey. She was covered in New Age tattoos, and beautiful girl. And I just know, like, a lot of people in New Age really have a pure heart. They really are very spiritual, good people, like, with good intentions. They just have, like, this gifting, and they just feel shunned in the church. So I feel like they just resort to this New Age religion because they feel accepted. And with this girl, I remember seeing her, and she was just a sweet, beautiful girl. And I just said, Lord, what do you want to reveal about her? Like, what do you want me to know about her that I can speak truth over her? And he just showed me these visions of her being a creative artist. I saw jewelry. I saw all these, like, little things. Like, she was like, you know, like, she should be an entrepreneur running her own business doing jewelry or something. And I'm like, okay, it will sound crazy to you because you don't know this girl, but I'm trusting that in the Lord that he's giving me these visions for her. And so I'm talking to her, I introduce myself, and I just, you know, just give her words of encouragement, tell her how beautiful she is. She really was just a stunning girl. And I just told her, you know, I relate to, you know, some of the tattoos you have, to kind of get her comfortable with the conversation. So she's like, oh, wow, she likes some of my things, you know? And so I'm just like, you know, I just wanted to give you a prophetic word from the Lord. And she's like, oh, okay, you know, kind of thing. And it was like thrown off about it. But I said, you know, I just want you to know that Jesus says you are so beautiful to him, and that he gifted you to be an artist, that he sees you running your own business in jewelry. I don't know if that resonates with you, but, you know, these are just some visions I've seen. And, you know, and she's like, wow, I actually do make my own jewelry, and I really, like, enjoy it. And I'm like, Oh my goodness. Okay. I did not expect that. But the
Yeah.
Lord. And it's not like she converted over to Christianity that day, but that was a planted seed. And as I've grown in my faith, I've just learned like, we're not here to save people. We're here to plant seeds. And the Lord is going to work in that, in them, like through them. And so I know like, that girl probably maybe went home and was like, who is this Jesus that knows this about me? And I'm supposed to have my own business. Like she's feeling encouraged. And she's like, I thought Jesus was this and this. He just said that that thought I was beautiful. And she's gonna believe that now because I just spoke a prophetic word of something he really only knew about her and only he did. So again, that is the gift of prophecy. And it really is powerful. Even mostly for non-believers, to be honest. I think it was made for those people who don't believe, so that Christ could just like really just plant his seed in him and that they could grow. So I don't know, but that's kind of I've turned that gift of where I thought I was a psychic to a prophetic gift. So those who say they're psychic, identify New Age, who speak into that world. And say, I have these gifts. And well, you do. They are gifts, absolutely. And they're from God. Whether or not you serve the God of heaven or not, they are still gifts from God. They are his gifts. And once you fully understand who God is and how much he really loved you and designed you so creatively to have these gifts, you're going to start wanting to walk in them. For his glory, because it's only through him that you have these gifts, and they're only going to get greater through him. So when you start operating, in the kingdom and through the Holy Spirit, you're no longer your own, really. You're just the Lord is just working through you and trusting that, what he's doing. But yeah, that's just kind of my two cents on that.
No, thank you so much for sharing that. I just think your story's unique in that sense. And it's just so beautiful. And I think it's so relevant for the culture today. 'Cause like I said, not everybody, but a lot of people just think it's normal to, go read some tarot cards and then go to church the next day. And for you to be so bold to say, no, like these are not spirits of the Lord, like these are dangerous spirits that can lead you. I think that's really, really great of you to share your perspective in that. And I did want to add just one other thing too. I totally agree with you when you say that sometimes these prophetic words are oftentimes for the non-believer because it just amazes them and wows them to think, whoa, like who is this Jesus? And it reminds me of the woman at the well, that famous biblical story where like Jesus knew her and spoke a powerful word to her. And she said, oh my gosh, who is this man who knows everything I ever did? He knows my heart. He knows my story. And right then and there, she ran back to her village and just says,
I'm gonna cry right now because that
come meet.
literally
I
that was,
know.
I'm gonna cry because I was just revealed to me even just days ago as in prayer. Like I was praying and fasting, and I'm like, Lord, who am I to you? And he gave me that vision of that woman at the well. So that's like, you're gonna make me cry. Now the Lord is speaking through you right now to me, like as confirmation. I'm like, oh, like, and even for believers, like prophecy is amazing because it encourages us, right? And it really does edifies us and helps us like be stronger in our faith. But like, I was like, wow, Lord, I'm like, yeah, you're that girl who ran when you saw me and told the world. And yeah, so that he calls me his, he told me I'm his bold beauty. And I just love him so much. And
Oh, that's
it's
so
such
beautiful.
a good father.
Yeah, and I love, love, love that you're surrendering your gifts and your just the precious gifts that he's given you, how he's uniquely made you, and you're saying, God, I believe that you made me this way, and here I am, use me however. And that's so amazing. I actually became a Christian because of a prophetic word. I had a pretty strong Christian foundation, but kind of similar to you, I believed, but I hadn't yet surrendered my life to the Lord fully. And somebody to this day, like I will always give this guy so much credit because we were at a Christian conference and he felt God telling him to give me a message. And he bravely shared it with me. And that conversation forever changed my life because from that conversation, I was like, oh my goodness, this is a direct message to me from God. And I ran up to the worship center that we were all worshiping the new year. And I just completely surrendered my life to Jesus right then and there. And it was because somebody was bold enough to just relay what God was asking him to tell me. And so I think you never know when you can change someone's life just by being obedient.
It's so true. You just kind of have to step out into faith. And there's been times where I've given a prophetic word and I'm like, the people are like, I'm not, I don't know, like, I don't know if that's actually for me or whatever. Like it doesn't like resonate with them. But just stay encouraged and know, like you don't know if that person either it's for them or maybe someone they do know. I don't know. But like just kind of being obedient, like whatever the Lord asks you to do, just do it. It's nothing pleases God more than your obedience. Just keep those people in your prayers. I still keep that new age girl in my prayers. Like she, like I don't know. There was just she has an anointing on her life, and I know it and I feel it with her. And so when I ask God, who prayed for me, Lord, that helped me get saved? Because I didn't have a lot of strong believers in my family that really had a relationship with the Lord. Like, who prayed for me? Because I'm like, I don't know how I got saved, how. And in that moment, the Lord gave me a vision of that old lady who sold me the cabinet. I'm gonna cry right now. Sold me that cabinet and called and ran back into her home. He showed me a vision of her in her prayer closet praying for me. I kid you not. He showed me a vision of her, and I was like not expecting that vision. I was like of all the people, like I thought maybe my aunt, mom, maybe my dad. I don't know. That old sweet Christian lady in her prayer closet praying for me. Mind you, she had like my first and last name. She had my photo. She had me on Marketplace, so she knew who I was. And I just saw her interceding for me in that vision. And I still am like digging through like my Facebook like Marketplace messages to see if I could find that woman because I really just want to connect with her again and just say thank you so much for like still loving on me even though I was in that like
Yeah, thank you for sharing that because it just goes to show like our listeners just, keep praying for those people. You just truly never know what God is going to do. And he's so amazing in that way. And I do have just one last question about this topic for you. I'm sorry, I'm going a little
No,
off
this is so,
script, but it's
you're good.
such good stuff. And I feel like people don't talk about it enough. But there is the verse, 1 John 4:1. I have it pulled up here. It says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world." And I feel like that verse like really sums up a lot of what we're talking about and how it
I
can
agree.
be kind of confusing because there's so many messages like shifting around our brains all the time. But I guess
Absolutely.
for you, because you get a lot of spiritual insight, how do you discern the voices to know whether something's from God or not?
Yeah, that's a good question. Something I actually had struggled with for a long time, and it really it just it took a lot of time. And honestly, Lena is my mentor. So we'll get into that later, but she really was someone I kind of go to about questions like that. And I really just try to trust, like, okay, I know like the enemy is not going to speak life into me. That's like the best way to kind of explain it. I know the enemy. So if I'm feeling discouraged or if there's anything that is causing me stress or anxiety, I know it's not from God. And if it gives me peace, and if that voice is telling me to forgive, if that voice is telling me to still love that person, if that voice is telling me to walk into faith or obedience, or to do something that maybe I'm a little uncomfortable with, but I know it's going to glorify God, it is from God. And I had struggled with it a lot, even in this past year, to be honest, until I finally came to terms with, like, okay, what are my thoughts? What are God's thoughts? What are the enemy's thoughts? Like, what are these voices? And the one thing I will say that has helped me more and more is I will pray every morning, and I'll just, like, put my hands on my head. I'll be like, Lord, cancel every voice, every feeling, every thought that is not from God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that day will flow. Mm-hmm. And if I felt like the enemy was trying to tap in, again, Lord, cancel every thought. And I'll just, like, really just, like, really just try and trust in the Lord in controlling my thoughts, and knowing, like, if obviously you're being tempted, that's the enemy. If, you know, he's leading you down a dangerous path, or again, discouraging you, it's the enemy.
Yeah, absolutely. And that actually leads me into my last question I have for you. And I would love to talk to you about your podcast. So you said you feel like God has kind of asked you to start a show. And so can you tell us, like, about it? How did you come up with the name? What are you planning on talking about? Why are you doing it? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So I'm having dinner in my apartment in Dallas, and I get, like, an instant, like, download as I'm having dinner. You need a podcast. And I knew that was Holy Spirit talking, because sometimes I feel like he can be funny. So I'm like, okay, that's funny. I'm like, yeah, cool idea, but I don't think that's for me. I don't know anything about a podcast. I don't like being in front of people. I don't like speaking. No, that's not for me. So I'm sitting here, like, kind of, like, rejecting it, right? But at the same time, I was like, it does sound like a cool idea, but I just don't know if it's for me. And then I continued to have dinner, and then I started just kind of trying to entertain the thought, like, okay, what would I even call it? Like, being funny, really, it was just authentic conversation with the Holy Spirit. And he was like, instant download again, bold and beautiful. I'm like, ooh, that's a nice one. Okay, Holy Spirit, I like it. And I'm like, okay, but you know, it's probably taken, because that's such a catchy, like, phrase. Like, how would it not be taken? Mm-hmm. So again, I didn't entertain it after that, but I thought that was pretty cool. And the next day I was like, again, it had to be the Holy Spirit, because he was like, you should check if it's taken, like, kind of thing. And I'm like, yeah, I'm actually curious if it is. And I went into, like, podcasters, and I was like, I don't know, is this how we search? Let's see how I could find out. And it was available to use. And that was the moment where I'm like, I was, like, kind of hoping it wasn't available.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's not available. See, so I can't do it. But it was available, and I was convicted. And then I'm like, oh man, I have to do it now. I really don't want to do this. This is another uncomfortable, like, phase of my life I don't feel like I want to do, and you're just making me go out there. So I'm just going to baby steps and start creating it. Started really just, like, learning a lot about it, talking to people, talking to you, and people just really trying to encourage me. And it's crazy, because people have always told me, you're so bold, Kat, you're so bold for speaking. Like, I could never speak like that. Like, I don't know, I feel like I would offend people. So I just thought, like, how fitting the name Bold and Beautiful. Like, and it's funny, because I think it was like, I think it was a soap opera from my mom used to watch, just The Bold and Beautiful. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
It was like an old school, like with The Young and the Restless. I remember her watching it. It's just funny, but that was like the first thing that came to my mind. And so I was like, had to be taken, but I guess The Bold and Beautiful was, but not Bold and Beautiful. So I thought it was kind of cool.
That's awesome.
So yeah. So I kind of just started it up, and I am in the middle of trying to record my first episode, but you can find me on Instagram at boldandbeautiful_podcast. And I will have a link to the podcast in my bio.
Awesome. I'm excited to listen to it. I will definitely be listening to it. I think just your story, like I said, the different facets of spirituality and faith and Christianity that you've walked through. I think you have a lot to offer people just with your own experiences. And obviously, as God continues to give you, you know, information and words of encouragement to share with people, I think it's going to be great. All right, everyone, thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Sparkle Speak. As always, you can find us at sparklefaith.com or head over to our partners at lifeaudio.com, where you can hear more podcasts just like this one. Don't forget to check out our show notes to find all of our social media. And as always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, like, share this with people that you think would enjoy hearing. It really helps us more than you realize and allows us to keep doing what we love to do, spreading the hope and love of Christ with others. So thank you so much for being here. And we will see you next episode. Bye.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.